Mishnayis Masechta Makos, Perek Aleph Mishna Aleph, Ketzad Ha'edim Naasim Zaymimim. How do Edim become Zaymimim? Which really the Gemara explains, this is a case of Ketzad Ein Ha'edim Naasim Zaymimim. Because really we know there's a cloud, the Pasuk says, Kashe Zomam Lasas Liyochiv. That when two Edim say false Edis against Reuven, either that Reuven killed somebody to have Reuven killed, or that Reuven did a chet that he deserves Malkus, or that Reuven owes somebody money, and we find out by two other Edom coming to Bezdin and saying that these first two Edom are liars, because Imanu Ho Yisim, like we'll see later on in the Mishnah, they say that these first two Edom, how could you say you saw Reuven kill somebody, or Reuven did the chet, or Reuven lent money, you were with us someplace else at that time. So really the Torah says, Kashe Zomam, that the same punishment you wanted employ upon your friend, that's what we give back to you. If you wanted Reuven to be killed, we have you killed. If you wanted Reuven to have Malkus, we give you Malkus. If you wanted Reuven to lose money, we make you lose the money. Here in the Mishnah there's a Chiddush that certain times we do not give back the same punishment you wanted to put upon him, but rather we give you back a different punishment, we give you Malkus. So that's what our Mishnah explains now. The case is Miiden Anu Bish Pliny. If two Edim say this upon Reuven, Shu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Let's say Reuven is a Kayin, and these two Edim are saying that we were there when your mother received her get from her first husband, and then your father married her. So if so, you are Chalolim. You're apostle to be a Kayin. You're called a Ben Grusha or else a Ben Chalutza. The same thing. They say, hey, this we saw the way your mother received Chalitza. Midrabonan or Chalutz is also to get married to a Kain, and therefore their child is a Cholol. So Bekitza, two Edom are saying upon this Kain that he is a Cholol. So really we should do is, if the two Edom are Kahanim, we should say they become Psulim, they become Chololim. The Mishnah says no. Ein Oimrim, we do not say, Yasazeh Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutz Tachtov, that we should make these two Edom to become a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutz in a case when they are Kahanim, even when they are Kahanim, we do not make them Chalolim, el rather Loika Boyim, the Locher is we just give them Malkus. And the Gemara explains why, because we're dashing by a Pasuk, Fasisim Loi Chalol Lezaroi, you could only give a Psul to these Edim upon themselves, not upon their children, and if we'll make them Chalolim, automatically their children they'll have will also become Chalolim. So then the Gemara says, okay, so let's not make the children Chalolim, we'll only make the Edim. So when it says, if so, that's not Kashe Zomam. You wanted to put a psul upon this Reuven, that he should be a Cholol, and that psul will extend to his children also. So if we want to give Kashe Zomam, it would have to be back to you upon your children also. So since we cannot put the psul upon you and your children, therefore we cannot do Kashe Zomam. So Gemara asks, if so, how do we know that we give you Malkus? There's a special pasuk, a special limud, that in the case when we cannot give the real Kashe Zomam, then we give the punishment of Malkus. And a similar case like this is, Midin Anu Bish Pliny Shuchayiv Liglois. If two Edim said that they saw Reuven kill somebody, B'Shoygeg, there was evidence that he did not do it willingly, but rather he did it B'Shoygeg. In the case, let's say, he was in the forest chopping wood, and they saw the way his wood went flying off and killed somebody. So, and then it comes out that two other Edom come to Bezdin and say, it's not true what you're saying. You say you saw Reuven chop wood Sunday morning. You are with us someplace else Sunday morning. So now, Ein Oimrim, we do not say that Yigles Etachtav. We do not have the real Pasuk of Kashe Zomam. That really we should have said, that just like you wanted him to have a punishment of Golis, we should give you the punishment of Golis. Ela rather, Leika Boim. Instead, we give the punishment again of Malkus. And the Gemara dashing this from a posit that says, "Who yonis shama? Who is who? Hulei zemimim. Only if a person really killed b'shegig does he have to go to Golis, and not if Edim became zemimim, even though they wanted to give their friend a Golis, they do not receive back Golis. But that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Eloi kaboyim. Instead, they receive Malkus of 40, even though the Mishnah says loshen of aboyim. We hold really it's only 39. The reason why the Mishnah says Aboyim, because that's the Lashon of the Torah. The Torah says Aboyim Yakenu. But Pashtas, we darshan even in the Torah, all it means is up until 40, but not 40, only 39. Now, mi din anu bish pleni shegiris es ishtai, two edim come to Bezdin and say, we saw the way Reuven gave a get to his wife. He divorced his wife, but he did not pay her haksubi yet. So these two edim want the husband to have to pay money to his ex-wife to pay her the ksuba. And then it comes out, two other edim come and say, no, it's not true that you were not there b'shach the get. You say the get took place in the morning, and this morning you were with us someplace else. So we caught them to be edim zemimim. So now the question is, how much money do we make these edim pay the husband? The edim wanted that the husband would have to pay money that he doesn't have to. How much money is it? Now let's say the ksuba is worth $200. Now really we should say that since you wanted the husband to pay $200, we should make these two edim now pay $200 to the husband. But the Mishnah says no. V'haloi bein hayom ubein lamochor seifa litin lo ksubasa. It's very possible that even though he did not give her a get yet, but maybe tomorrow or in the future he will give her a get. Or else maybe he will die first, the husband, and then she has a right to collect the ksuba. So the fact we're making the husband pay the ksuba now is not a total loss for the husband, because it's possible maybe he would have to pay the ksuba anyway. So how much of a loss for sure is the husband having right now? That the Mishnah says, Imdim, we have to value it out. How much would a person buy this ksuba? In other words, let's say the wife would want to sell her ksuba, shozu, even before she receives a get. Like, she has a schus here that if the husband gives her a get, or if her husband dies, she will collect $200. So it's a schus that she has. Let's say she would want to sell it to somebody else. How much would a person pay for it? So that's what the Mishnah says. Let's value how much the ksuba is worth. And the chances will be shimnis almano, if she becomes an almana, means if he dies, oynis garsha, or else if doesn't gives her a get, she'll receive what's supposed to receive the ksuba. And now that somebody bought it, that person will receive the ksuba. But the person doesn't pay $200 for it because there's still a gamble involved. The yemesa, what's going to be if she dies first? Yerushena baila, then the husband will receive the ksuba. Therefore, when a person buys hot side of the ksuba, he will not pay $200. Let's say he'll only pay $75. So really in the Gemara, it's a machloikis, exactly what does the Mishnah mean. One man the Yama says, we take how much hot side of the ksuba is worth, and the other man the Yama says, no, we go bust how much the husband could receive for his ksuba. In other words, both of them have the right really to sell the ksuba. The husband has the right because his chance is that maybe she will die first, and then he has the right to keep the ksuba. So somebody will buy his rights. Like we're talking about a case, let's say he put property, he set aside karka for the ksuba. So this karka that's set aside, somebody would buy it off the husband on the chance that maybe she'll die. And even if she doesn't die, he has the right to use the fields in the meantime. He could plow it, he could use it. So it's worth something. So the husband could sell, this is the way Rashi learns, the husband could sell, let's say, for $100. So according to this man, the edim would have to pay the husband $100, how much he could have received for the ksuba anyway. And the other man, says, no, we have to look how much the wife could receive for selling the ksuba. And then Rashi learns she would not receive that much money because she doesn't have the property yet, she's mechusa gvaino. So let's say she'll only receive $75 for it. So Rashi learns, if so, then the edim would have to pay the extra $125. We would subtract how much money she could receive for ksuba. In other words, that much money the husband would be willing to buy it off his wife. So that much, that $75 he would have spent anyway. So how much that made the husband lose extra is $125. So b'kitzas machlokes in the Gemara, whether the Mishnah means the edim have to pay to the husband how much he could get for his ksuba, or how much the wife could get for her portion, and deduct that from the sum of the ksuba, and the rest, 120, the edim would have to pay the husband. Now another case is, what's going to be, midin anu bish pleni Shuchayiv Lachaveru Elev Zuz. Two Eidim say, we saw the way Reuven borrowed $1,000. Almanas Litnam Loy Mikan Vyashleshim Yoim. He only borrowed it to keep the money for 30 days. After 30 days, he has to return the money. Ruoimer, but the Nidin says, Reuven himself says, Mikan Vyashleshim Shonim, no, I borrowed it to keep it for 10 years. And later, two Eidim come and say to the first Eidim, Imonu Yisem, you did not see that loan, you were with us someplace else. And it's really true that the person Reuven borrowed the money for 10 years. So it comes out now the Eidim wanted to make him lose the rights of holding on to this $1,000 for almost 10 years, less 30 days. So how much did the Eidim have to pay this Reuven, the Leiva? So Eidim, let's value Kama Odom Roy Tzalit, and how much would a person want to pay the year beyond the Elev Zuz, that it's worth it for him in order to be able to hold on to $1,000. The difference whether he could only hold on to it for 30 days. Whether somebody gives you this money to hold on to it for 10 years. So how much money would you pay to be able to hold on to this $1,000 for the extra kamat 10 years? It's kamat like interest. That amount of money is considered what the Eidim wanted Reuven to lose out. And therefore, Kasha Zomim, we put that punishment upon the Eidim. The Eidim have to pay the money back to the Leiva. Mishnah Beis. Midinonu Bish Ploini Shechayev Lechaberim Masayim Zuz. Two Eidim say that Reuven owes $200 to his friend. And then Venimsu Zemimim. Then later, two other Eidim come into Bezin and say, no, nothing. Doing your money Yisem. You were with us that day, you did not see the loan. So it comes out the Eidim wanted their friend to lose out $200. So the Mishnah says, Loikinu Mishalmim. This is Rabbi Meir Shita, that we put two punishments upon the Eidim. First of all, they receive Malkus, the robe, the lav of Loisana. They said false Eidis. Well, Mishalmim, they also have to pay money for Kasha Zomam. And the Mishnah says, Shaloi Hashem, it's not the same Pasuk. Hamevilu de Malkus, from the Pasuk of Loisana, which is Mevilu Ludei Tashlumim. There is the Pasuk that brings the Eidim Zomam to pay money. That's from Kasha Zomam. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. So even though there would have been a swara to say you only have to pay once, Kedei Rishosa, you only receive one punishment and not two punishments, Rabbi Meir holds no, you receive two punishments here. You receive Malkus and Mammon. And he says, why? Because they're like two separate psukim. There's one pasuk loisana, there's a lav, you get Malkus for the Eidis Sheker. And secondly, you have to pay money for the Kasha Zomam. However, the Chacham say, "Kol Hamishalim Ein Aleika." The klal is no. Whenever you have to pay money, there's a klal of Kedei Rishosai. Bezdin can only imply one punishment and not two. And the Gemara in Ksuv is darshan that we give them Mammon and not Malkus. Therefore, you only receive Mammon and not the Malkus. A Mishnah Gimel, a similar case. Midin Onu Bish Ploini Shuchayiv Malkus Aboyim. If two Eidim say upon Reuven that he did all, he was over a lav, that he deserves to receive Malkus. And then we come out to find out that these two Eidim were liars. The second pair said, Yimonu Yisem. So, Loikim Shemainim, Rabbi Meir holds, these first pair of Eidim, these Eidim Zemimim, received twice Malkus, 80. Why? Mishum Loisana Breicha Eid Shoker. One, because of the lav that they said false Eidis. Or Mishum, secondly, like the Mishnah before, Fiasisim Loikashis Omam. Whatever they wanted to employ upon their friend, the Torah says we put upon them. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Again, Beis Din could imply two punishments to the Eidim Zemimim. However, again, the Chachom Oimrim Nechom say no, Ein Loikin El Aboyim. You only receive Malkus once and not twice. Now here, it's not because of Kedei Rishosai, because otherwise for two punishments, the same punishment, you do not say Kedei Rishosai. So rather here the pshat is because the Rabbanan hold that the lav of Loisane is not extra. We need it for an Azara to give the punishment of Kasha Zomam. In other words, in Kasha Zomam, sometimes Beis Din has to give the Eidim Misa, or they have to give them a Malkus, and we know the klal is you only can receive a punishment if there's a lav. So they use the lav of Loisane for the Azara, for the warning of Kasha Zomam. So if it's not extra. So in this case, where you said Eidis, that your friend was over to have Achiv Malkus, so Beis Din could only give, even because of Kasha Zomam, Desdem wants to give the Malkus back to the Edom Zemimim, it's only possible if there is a lav. Where is the lav? That's Loisana, that's the Rabbonin Shita, therefore you only receive once Malkus. And the Gemara explains that Rameya learns out the Azara from a different pasuk, from Lo Yosifan Oid. That's the Azara, the warning for Edom Zemimim. Therefore Loisana is extra for a second pair of Malkus. Now the Mishnah says, Mishalshin Bamomain V'ein Mishalshin Bamalkus. We divide up the money in threes, but we do not divide up the Malkus in thirds. What does that mean, Ketzad? Heidu Shuchai of the Chaver Masayim Zuz. Let's say three Edim came to Bezdin and said they saw the way Ruvain borrowed $200. And then Vinimsu Zemimim, and then two other pair of Edim comes into Bezdin and tells them, Imanu Yisem, do not believe the first pair, they weren't there. So the first two pair wanted Reuven to have to pay $200. So Kasha Zomam says now the two Edim have to pay. The question exactly how much money does each aid have to pay? So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, Mishalshlim B'neim, that we divide up these $200 by thirds, and each aid has to only pay one third of 200. Since Lamaisa, $200 ends up in the hands of the Loiva, of Reuven, that they want them to lose out, so there's a Tziraphim. So that's enough. We do not make each aid pay $200, but as long as 200 ends up in the hands of the Loiva, that's enough. But what's going to be in the case? Avalim heiduhu shuchayiv malkas aboyim. Let's say three aidim say that they saw the way Reuven was over a lav, that he deserves to receive malkas, and then v'nimsu zemimim, then we find out that they were false aidim, that imanehu yisem, they were not there. So here we say, kol echod v'yechod leika aboyim. Each one of these three aidim have to receive a separate malkas. We do not put the malkas together. And the Gemara says, one man diyamis holds it's a svara, one man diyamis says it's a gzeras akosiv. That by malkas we could not divide up, but each one has to receive his own set of malkas. Because of kashas omam, you wanted him to have malkas. The song says the svara here is that by giving each one of them one third, it's not the punishment you want to give him. Like hitting somebody 15 times is not like hitting somebody 39 times. It hurts much more. Therefore, malkas you cannot put together. Mishnah Dalet. Einu Eidim Nasim Zemimim Ad Sheyozoimu Es Atzman. Now it says the real case. What's the real case? How do we make the first two Eidim Zemimim? In other words, really there's a Chiddush HaKroah. Really it should be Trey against Trey, two against two. First two Eidim said they saw the action. Then a second pair of Eidim come and say, no, you did not see it. See it? There's a Gzeras HaKosav. We believe the second pair. Even though usually by Trey and Trey, we do not believe either one of them. Here we believe the second pair. But when do we believe the second pair? Only if they say directly against the first Edim, so then it's considered like they're saying psul upon the first ones. That's why we believe them. So Mishnah explains. Ketzad, what's the case? If they that Omru, first two Edim come to Bezin and say, Midin Anu Bishpleni, Shorva Gesanefesh. Two Edim say, we saw the way Reuven killed Shimon. Omru Lehem, then two other Edim come into Bezin and say, Hey Chatim Edim, how could you say Edis that Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday morning, 10 o'clock? Sherei Nerag Zeh, or Yehurig, Hoyimanu, Oysiyem, and Mokomplani. We saw Reuven was with us someplace else that morning, Sunday, 10 o'clock. Or else we saw Shimon as the person that you say killed, and the person that was killed, either one of them, were with us someplace else. In such a case, Ein Elu Zemimim. We do not have the Chiddush to believe the second pair of Edim. We would not believe the second pair more than the first pair. Would only remain like Trey and Trey, that true, Bezdin will not kill now Shimon, but Akoponim, Bezdin will not kill the first two Edim either. There's no Chiddush of Edim Zemimim in this case. Avol, but what is the real case of Zemimim? Omrulhem, if after the first two Edim said, we saw the way Reuven killed Shimon Sunday morning, now the second pair comes in and tells Bezdin, Heich Atemidim, how could these first two pair of Edim say this? That they saw Sunday morning Reuven killed Shimon in New York. Shereatem hayisem imonu oisi hayoim v'mokam pleni. We saw these two Edim with us in L.A. that Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. It's not possible that they saw in New York what happened. They were here with us. This is the case of Rei Elu Zemimim. This is the classical case of Edim Zemimim. and then benahorgam apiyim, the Torah believes the second pair of edim, so far that we have to have the first pair killed. That's called kasha zomam. If the first pair wanted to have Reuven killed, and then we caught them to be edim zomim, there's a kasha zomam. We put the punishment back upon themselves. Like we said, some achronim want to say the hesber is that if the second pair say directly that the first pair were with us, that's considered like you're saying psul upon the first ones, then we believe you. But if you do not say psul upon the first edim, you're only saying that the it didn't happen. Reuven and Shimon was not there, so that's a classical, that's a regular case of tray and tray. The first two edim said Reuven was here, and you're saying Reuven was not here. That's tray and tray. In such a case, we would not believe the second pair more than the first pair. Mishnehei. Bo'u acherim v'hezimum, bo'u acherim v'hezimum. Afilu meya kulem yihorgu. What's going to be the case that first two Adam said they saw Reuven kill? Then a second pair of Adam came and said, no, it's not possible. The first two Adam were with us someplace else. So far it's poshut. We believe the second pair of Adam. What's going to be after the second pair said they read this, then a third pair came in and said the same type of an Adam like the first pair. And again, the second pair of Adam said to the third pair, Imanu Yisem, it's not true. You were not there. You were with us someplace else. And it kept on happening, even of 100 Adim. 100 different pairs of Adim came into Besdin and said, we saw the way Reuven killed Shimon Sunday morning in New York. And the same second pair of Adim that said upon the first ones that you Zimimim, they keep on saying to the next 100 Adim that come in, you're all Zimimim. It's not true what you're saying. All of you were with us in New York. You were not there in L.A. that morning. So Tanakhama says, yes, we believe these second pair of Adim to make all these 100 people into Edim Zemimim. That's the Chiddush of the Kruah. We believe this pair to make even 100 people into Edim Zemimim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Istotis Hizu. Like this second pair of Edim is making a plot between themselves. Like obviously, they do not want to see Reuven killed. So they're making a plot, they're lying, and they're making up a story that whoever comes to say they saw Reuven kill Shimon will disagree. We'll make them into Zemimim. That's called Istotis Hizu. They're making a plot, and therefore we do not believe the second pair to make these Edim into Zemimim. And the Mishnah ends off, Yenon Eregis. We only do believe them, we only have the first Edim killed, Elakas HaRishayna Bovad. Which Gemara explains, really what I meant to say is, only if there's only one pair going against them. If there's only one pair saying they saw Reuven kill, and then a second pair says, no, Imanu Yisem, so then we believe the second pair. But once there is more than one pair of Edim saying they saw the action, then that's a Yudhishita, Istatis Hizu. We do not believe these Edim anymore to make the first ones and the second ones and the third ones into Zemimim. But rather we say they are lying, they're making the plot between themselves. Mishnah Vav. Eino Edim HaZemimim Neherogim Achiyikmar Hadin. Edim Zemimim. Even after the court to be liars, when the second pair says, Yimanu HaYisem, we only have the first Edim killed if there was a Gemar Din. It has to be that when they said the Redis, Bezdin accepted them, and Bezdin made a Psak Din to say, yes, Reuven is Chayiv Misa. And after that, now, if two other Edim come to Bezdin to say, Imanu HaYisem, that's the case that will have these Edim killed. So Mishnah explains now, because really, Shrei HaTzedukim, these were the Rishoyim that did not dash in Torah Shebapeh. They only dash in Torah Shebitzav. The Zdukim used to say, Achi Horek, that we only kill the Edim if the person they wanted to have killed was really killed, if Reuven was killed. Shneem, the Pasuk says, they darshan, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. We take away the Nefesh of the Edim Zemimim because they had the Nefesh taken away. On this, Omru Lehem Chachom, the Chachom said back, no, to the Tzedukim. Poloi Kva Nema, there's a Pasuk in the Torah that says, V'yasi Simloi Kashazomam Lasos Liyachiv. We have to do back to these Edim the way they wanted to do to their brother. So it says, Le'ochiv, which is Mashma, Re'ochiv Kayim, Mashma, that your brother is still alive. In other words, it's only like you wanted to have your brother killed. There was a Gemar Din already, but Bezdin did not actually kill him. Because you need the Kim of the Pasuk, Le'ochiv, that Yochiv has to be alive. Now, in Bim Kayim, if so, why does the Pasuk really say the word Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? If we say now that if Bezdin really killed Reuven, then we do not kill the Edim, We only kill the Edim if the person was not killed yet. So why does the Pasuk say Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? It teaches this. Yochlai would have thought to say, Mishor Shekiblu Edusan, Yihargu. If two Edim comes into Bezdin and says they're Edus, that we saw Reuven kill somebody. Now, even before Bezdin makes the Gemara Din, what would be if two other Edim come and say, Imanuhu Yisim? I would have thought to say it's enough to have the first two Edim killed. Talmud Leiman, no. And this the Pasuk comes to teach us, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Ho'enam Nehorgin, Achi Gomer Adin, that Bezdin has no right to kill the first pair of Edim when they become Zemimim, only if first Bezdin made a Gemara Din. Bezdin Paskin, according to the Redis, that Reuven is really Chayiv Misa. Just before Bezdin went around to kill Reuven, now two Edim come to Bezdin and says, hold it, the first two Edim are false, Imanu Yisim. In such a case, we have the Pasuk of Kasha Zomam, Lassa, that we give the punishment back to the Edim. The Gemara says the same for applies by Chayve Malkis and by Chayve Golius also. By Golius, it's only after there was a Gemara Din before the punishment was actually given. So even though here in the Mishnah of the Joshua is Kashazom Lassos Liochiv, from the word Liochiv, we have a Rashi and Tosis, their Mashma of the Joshua is Kashazomam Bloy Kashir also, the word Kashazomam, that we only give the punishment if we only wanted to have it done, and not if it was really done.
Yeah, Mishnah Zayin says, Al pi shnayim edim oy shloish edim yumas ames. There's a pasuk in Devarim. With two or three edim, you could have somebody killed. So the question is, imis kayemus edis b'shnayim, if two edim is enough, loma parat akosta b'shloisha, why does the Torah talk about three edim? Ela lahakish shloisha l'shnayim. To make hekish, to learn out three edim from two edim. And it's like this. If some of the girsa shnayim l'shloisha, that ma shloisha, just like by three edim, mazdim mesa shnayim, that's a svar pshita, that the first two edim said something, then three other edim come to say upon the first two that the zemimim, that we believe the three to make the first two zemimim. So the same thing, av hashnayim yozaim mesa shloisha, the same way two edim have a power to make three edim into zemimim. In other words, the Torah believes two against three. Uminayin, how do I know, afilu meya, that two edim have an amonis to go even against 100 edim? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says edim. So edim is mashm even more than three, which is four. And Tosfos explains, once we know that two is nemen against four, now four is two kata of edim. So there's no difference whether it's two or four or six or eight or 200. And the svar is that the Torah believes two edim, that's the biggest amount of mnemonis you have. It could be nothing bigger than that. So 2 is equal to 100. Now Rabbi Shimon says, Ma shnayim, just like by 2 edim, enem nehorgin, achiyu shnayim zemimim, we only have them killed if we find both of them to be zemimim. Not if we find just one, like we darshan from the part, eid zomam, eid means 2, is af shloisha, the same thing by 3 edim, Einam nehorogin achiyu shloshta zemimim. We do not kill even two of them unless we found all three to be zemimim. In other words, now that three come and say the raiders together, it's like one cat. Since it's like one cast, one gathering, we only have the din hazom if we find all three of them to be zemimim. O minayin afilu meya, how do I know even if you have 100 edim that come and say the edis terk de dibur, that they consider like one cat, one group of edim, that we cannot give zemimim unless we're mizamim all of them. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Edim, Mashmah, no matter how many you have, it's all considered like one big cut. Rabbi Akiva says, Loi bo hashlishi elo lahachmer olov. When the Pasuk says three here also, it means to teach us to be machmer upon this third aid. The last is dina kiyetzabelu, that the third aid gets the same punishment like the first two edim. In other words, really, I could have thought to say that when you have two edim, be mechayiv Reuven misam, so when the third aid comes along, really we do not need him. So even when we find him to be zemimim, maybe we would not have him killed. Kamash will know that the third one also gets the punishment. If he imkain, if so, onash hakosuf, lenit foli every avera, ki every avera, the Torah gives the punishment here, to the third aid. That's only a tofo. Like he's only added on. We do not really need him. It would have been enough without him. But since he's adding on, he's coming along to add on to them. He gets punished like them. If so, Allah has come of a come, how much for sure? Yishalim Sochor Lenitful Yosei Mitzvah Ki Yosei Mitzvah. How much reward HaKadosh Baruch will pay back to the person that just adds on to become part of people that are doing mitzvahs. Because we know the midah tov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much greater than the midah of Peronius. Now Mishnah Ches. Ma Shnayim, just like by two Edim. Nimtz Echad Mehem Korov Posel. If one of these two Edim, we found out is a relative to the Nidun, or else they're Psulim. One of them is Posel. He's a Shakron, he's a Gazlon. Edusim Patela. Now that you're only left with one other Eid, sheet, he does not help for money or for Misa. It is so Av Shleish, the same thing when you have three Edim to start out with. Nimtz Echad Mehem Korov Posel. If we find one of these three to be a Korov or Apostle, Edusim Patela. That makes a bitl upon all three. The other two are also psulim. Minayin, how do we know afilu mei, even if you have 100 edim, and only one of them is found to be a korov or apostle, he passes the whole kaf, all 100. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says edim, that whenever you get together, terk de dibur, it's all considered one kaf that has one halacha of edis. One kaf of edis. All right, turn over. Now, Omar Rabbi Yossi says, when was this said that we have this klal of nimtzechem and korov apostle that it's betelim bedina nefoshes only by nefoshes? It's a question of killing somebody. And like Rashi explains, because the pasuk says v'hitzilu, we try and save the nidun. So therefore, if we found one aid to be a korov, we do not accept the other aidim. Avo bedina momnis tiskayim moedis b'shar. But a case of money, then no. Even though one is found to be a korov or apostle, still, we could use the other two edim. But on this, Rebbe says no. Echad din imomnis v'echad din nefoshes. Both, even by momnis also, that's the way we paskin, that nimtzechem and korov apostle is a psul even by din momnis. Not only by misa, but we learn out by momen also. Now the Mishnah explains, when do we say this klal of nimtzechem and korov apostle? V'zman shehisru ben. If these three edim, like all the Edom together, or these psulim at least, came to give Hasroah, they came to warn the Nidun. So we see that their intentions were to become Edom. Avo bizman shlehisru ben, but in the case where the Korov, or this Posel, did not have intentions to be an aid, he was not there b'shas Hasroah, warning the Nidun not to do the action. So then, ma'yasa, what can we do? That shnei achim, two brothers, shirol b'yecha charek es nefesh. That if two brothers happen to just be passing by and see the way Reuven kills Shimon, and they do not have intentions to be an aid, is there any svara that they should free Reuven? Like even though there were two other aidim that saw Reuven kill Shimon, you want to tell me now that two brothers saw the action, they'll be considered like krevim, they'll pass on the other two aidim? Of course not. It's only if you have intentions to be an aid. Or like some Rishonim and Tosfos says, it means they have to come to Beis Din. It's only if you come to Beis Din to say this, then we're mitzarif for you to make a din of nimtzechem and korov apostle. But just the fact you saw the action and you did not really come to Beis Din later, you did not passel the yedus. That's why the hetter by every kedushin, every gerushin, even though you have krovim, the mishpacha is there, but since they do not have intentions to be an aid, or they do not plan to come to Beis Din, therefore they do not passel the real kosher edim, that in case you need them, they would come to Beis Din and not the Kraven. Now Mishneh Tes, Hoyu Shnayim Royen Oisai Mechaloin Zeh. He had two Edim looking out from one window, and they saw the way Reuven was killing Shimon. U Shnayim Royen Oisai Mechaloin Zeh, and there were a different two Edim watching from a different window the same action Reuven killing Shimon. The Yechod Masra by Biemtza. There was one person there, down there, next to Reuven, warning Reuven, do not kill, you'll be chayiv mis if you do it. So the halacha is like this. Bisman shemiktsos and roin elu es elu, like these two different pair of edim, if one aid could see at least one of the other two edim, then harayelu edis achas. It's considered like one edis here, and therefore, if one of them is called the korov, it passes all of them, or you find zememim to one of them, you have to be mazim all of them. But v'im lav, let's say these two separate pairs cannot see one another, even though they're both watching the same action, but since they cannot see one another, hari elu shtei edis, they're considered like two separate edis. Therefore, you can give hazama to one and not to the other. Like it says, lefikach, therefore, emnin seisachas miyam zememais. Let's say out of these two pair of edim, one of them is found to be zememim. In other words, another pair of edim comes to Bezin to say upon those two that they were with us someplace else. But the second pair of edim that say they saw the action, there's no zememim against them. So lochar is who means Reuven is killed, because we have two kosher edim saying Reuven killed. But the hein nerogim, they're also the first pair of edim that became zememim are also killed. V'hashniya, but the second pair of edim ptura, shita that ptura, since we still believe what they're saying, and because of their edus, we'll have Reuven killed. Rabbi Yosi says, li'olam ein nerogim, we do not kill somebody. Achiu pishnayim, pishnei edav masrim boy, unless you have two edim there warning him before. He holds a din asro, needs edim. You need two edim to warn the person not to do the avera. Shinem, because the pasuk says, al pishnayim edim. So, al pishnayim edim means even this part of edus, or this part of the mechayev of the person nisa, that there has to be hasro, the hasro has to be al pi, because of the mouth of the edim means you have to have two people there giving the nidun hasro. This is Rabbi Yosi Shita. However, the beginning of Tanakam and the Mishnah is mashma like that, the Tanakam is mashma that it's enough just to have the yechud maschim by the emtza. So therefore, what does he do with the postek al pi shnayim edim? So the Mishnah says, dover achar, another pshat in this postek of al pi shnayim edim is, Al pishnayim edim shloi tehei Sanhedrin shemas mipi aturgamon. That the Sanhedrin has there the edim themselves. They have to understand the language of the edim, and they cannot have an interpreter in between. That's called al pishnayim edim. Means the bezdin themselves has to hear the words and understand the words from the edim themselves. Mishnah Yud. Mi shenigma dinay uborch. Somebody had a psak din, bezdin paskinia that is chayiv misa, and after they paskin, before they gave him the misa, he ran away. Ubol of neyos to bezdin, and the lady comes back to the same bezdin. So lochor is ain't sosin as dinoy. We do not like have to go over the psak din again, to make sure if it's kosher or not. Rather, we say yes, we leave it the way it is. But the court's mashma from here, that if you go to a different bezdin, you would be sosin as dinoy. And the Gemara says here it's talking about that the first psak was in Chutz Lorotz, and now the person ran into Eretz Yisrael to a bezdin there. Then mishum zchus of the Eretz Yisrael, we would go over the psak again. Now the Mishnah says kol mokim shiyamdu shnayim, any place mashmiv in a different bezdin where two edim come to this new bezdin v'yermu, they tell them that midinonu bishploini, we could say this upon this Reuven shenig madin of a bezdin shaploini. That he had a gemadin, he had a verdict already in the other bezdin, that they said he's chayiv misa, who plenty of plenty edov, and so are his edim, so harei zeh yehoreg, in such a case we have him killed. So it's mashma, that we do not go over the psak din. Why not? Because you came to a new bezdin. Or at least, I mean, even if you went to a different bezdin, still we are not soyser as dinoy. So this the Gemara is the steer to the ratio. And the answer, like we said before, the Rashi is talking about that you change from Chutz Lorotz to Eretz Yisrael. Then you would change the Psak. Here in the Sefer, the Mishnah, it's Mashma, even if you change Bezdins, you do not go over the Psak. That's where the first Bezdin was in Eretz Yisrael. And the second one now is in Chutz Lorotz. So there's no new Schus to try and find. Therefore, we do not retract the Psak and we'll leave it the way it was. That's called Hareza Yehorin. Now the Mishnah says, Sanhedrin or Heges Boretz or Chutzlords. There's a mitzvah to put to employ Sanhedrin, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzlords. And the Gemara says that there's a difference, though, that in Eretz Yisrael it's Bechol Plach or Plach or Bechol Ir V'Ir, and in Chutzlords is only Bechol Plach or Plach, and not in Bechol Ir V'Ir. Because it says, Uvisharecha, Mashma, there's something special about Eretz Yisrael. Now Sanhedrin HaRegis, Echod B'Shavua, a Sanhedrin that has somebody killed gives a psak, a gemar din of bezdin, a misas bezdin, once in 7 years, nikras chovlonis. They call the bezdin of murderers chovlonis. In other words, they're supposed to try their best not to have somebody killed. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah yoimer, echad b'shivim shana. And even if somebody killed once in 70 years, they're also called the Chavlanis. And the Gemara's Mesupit doesn't mean once in 70 years, or once in 70 is normal. To have more than that is called the Chavlanis.
Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kivayim, they both say, Ilu hoyinu b'Sanhedrin, if we would be part of the Sanhedrin, l'nera god mi'erlam, a person will not be killed at all. And the Gemara explains, because they would be bodik the Edim so hard into questions that they cannot answer. If they know the person, you say Reuven killed Shimon, do you know if Shimon was a traitor or not? Maybe Shimon was a traitor. If he's called the traitor, so he's called the Gamper Ketilo, then Reuven is Potter. So even though there's a Reuven to say he's not a traitor, he wasn't Semech on Reuven. He would ask the Edom clearly this question.
Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Leiman, no, that's not a good advice. Afein mar ben Shoyfri Dama b'Yisrael, by them taking away like capital punishment, taking away the Chiv Misa of Bezdin, they'll be mar ben Shoyfri Dama b'Yisrael. They'll cause more people to be killed because of that. So therefore, it's kedai to let the Bezdin catch the Bezdin should believe the Edom, that if we have somebody that we know for sure killed somebody, and he's Chayiv Misa, that we should make sure the Bezdin kills him.
Yad Kain Perek Rishon. Now Perek Sheni. Eilu Hein HaGolim. These are the people that have a Chiyuv to go to Golis. And the Pasuk says, we know if you kill somebody B'Shegeg, not willingly, so you go to Golis. HaHorig Nefesh B'Shkoga. If somebody kills somebody B'Shkoga, you kill him not willingly. HaYamagil B'Magila. Now the Mishnah says that Tanai, that has to be an action of going downwards. In other words, Magba Magila means they used to flatten out, the roofs used to be flat. And in order for the rain to drip off, they used to put some pitch or tar on top. They used to have to like make it slanty. So you used to have a roller. So your Magba Magila, if you're pushing downwards the roller, Vinoflolov, and it fell upon somebody, the Haraktoi, and it killed him. Or else, so your Meshal Shobachovis, you were lowering down a barrel. Vinoflan, it fell Olav on somebody, Varakta, and killed him. Or else, Hayayurid Basulim, you were going down the ladder. Vinofl Olav, and you fell upon somebody, Varakta, and you killed him. Hareza Gola. These are the cases that if you killed him, Bishayeg, you go to Golas. Avo, but, Imhoye Moshech Vamagila. If you were drawing, pulling upwards like the roller, you're not making a movement of going downwards, but you were drawing it upwards towards you. And then it fell upon somebody, Allah of Haraktai. Or else, you were lifting up a barrel. You're doing an action of bringing it up. The Nifsak HaChevel and the Chevel broke. The Nofla Love and it fell upon somebody, Haraktai, and you killed him. Or else, you yourself are going up a ladder. The Nofla Love and you fell upon somebody, Haraga, and you killed him. Harezan the Gola, in the safe, you do not go to Golas. And Zehaklau, this is the general rule here, that Kol Shebederich, you redos the Gola. If you're doing an action of coming down, and by mistake you fall, or it falls upon somebody and kills the person, then you go to Golis. Because that's called the Shoigeg, because if you have a complaint against you, you should have watched yourself. Like when you're going downward, you say you're not that careful. Therefore, you're Chayev Golis, because you should have been more careful. But v'shalei b'derech yiridosai, if you're not doing an action of going downwards, but instead you're doing an action of going upwards, then we say a person is always more careful. So then, ain't a goyla, you do not go to Golis, is considered more currently yainus. Now, nishmat ha-barzo mikitoi, for horak, when you are chopping wood, so the Pasuk talks about you go into a forest and you chop wood, and the wood goes flying off and kills somebody that you chayiv Golis. But some achleikas in the Mishnah, what does the Pasuk mean, v'noshal ha-barzo menoetz? Does it mean to say, v'nishmat ha-barzo means not that the wood goes flying, but the metal piece of the hatchet itself comes flying off. That's called nishmat ha-barzel. The metal itself from the hatchet comes flying off and kills somebody by mistake. So Rebbe Yoyne ain't a girl. Rebbe says, no, the Pasuk is not talking about that. That could be considered more kor of lo'inis, and therefore you're potter from Golis. The Chacham say, no, girl, the Pasuk is talking about in such a case, and in such a case you go to Golis. What about Mune'etz ha-mizbaka? Let's say, from the wood that you're chopping, the wood goes flying off, not the metal piece, but the wood itself. So here, Rebbe Yoyim Agurla, Rebbe says, this is the case that you go to Golis. This is what the Torah is talking about. This is the Shoigeg. The Chom say, no, ain't a Gurla. This is not what the Torah is talking about. This could be more Korav Lipshia. Therefore, you're Potter from Golis.
Mishnah Beis.
Hazorik Evan Rishus Rabim. If somebody throws a stone into the Rishus Rabim, Vahorak, and he kills somebody there. Vishayeg, Sareza Gaila. There's also a case that you go to Golis. And the Gemara asks the question, why? L'chur, you're amazed, like you should know people are there. So Gemara answers, we're talking about that you're knocking down your wall, and it's in an ashpa. That means in a junkyard where people use it sometimes for the Beis HaKisei. So we're talking about a case that by daytime, usually nobody uses it. Only at nighttime people use it. And you knock down your wall into it by daytime. But sometimes, once in a while, somebody uses it. So therefore, amazed you're not called, because usually people do not use it. But you call the shaykh because you should have known sometimes maybe somebody would be there. Rebbe Loza ben Yaakov Omer, if let's say a person is on top of a building and he throws down a stone, that after he dropped the stone, after the stone left his hand, now hoitzi halaz es reisha v'kibloi, a person put his head out from the second story, and now when the stone is coming down, it hits his head and kills him. Hareza pota. The one on top that threw down the stone, he's potter from Golis. Because the pasuk says, Umotza, means that you have to find him, that when you drop the stone, the person was there, and not here when the person first put out his head, later. Zorak es evdom lechatzeroi. If you throw a stone into your own backyard, v'horak, and he kills somebody, so it depends. Im yesh reshus lanizik likonas l'shom goyla. If the person that was there had permission to be there, then you call the shaygig that you should have been more careful, and you chayv golis. But v'yimlav, if that person that was killed had no right to be in your backyard, ain't a goyla. Then you're free, you called an honest, like you have a right to chop wood in your backyard, you don't have to think somebody would be there. Shenema, because the pasuk says, v'asher yovo yesroyeyu bayar, that you come into a forest. So v'darshin mahayar, just like a forest. Rishus l'nizik l'matik l'konish l'shom, it's a public property. Whoever wants to can come there. So yotzer is like excluded from here. Chatzar bal habayis. If you're chopping wood in your own the backyard, shein rishus la nitzik ulamazik lekonas l'shom, but it's not part for a public property, the nitzik had no right to come there. So in such a case, the mazik is like an onus, he's potter from goats. Abishol says another drosha from this pasuk of Yar, that ma chatovas eitzim rishus. The pasuk says you went into a forest and you're chopping down wood there. Just like normally chopping down wood is a rishus, there's no mitzvah in cutting down wood. In such a type of an action, if you kill somebody, b'shoigeg yachayiv golus. Yotz is excluded from here. Ho'av hamakes benoi. If a father, like is teaching his son to be a good son, to learn good, the father is hitting him for chinuch, and he hits him so much by mistake that he kills him, he's parted from golus. And if a Rebbe that's hitting his Talmud because he wants to make him learn better, so also it's a mitzvah, he's potter from Golis. Or a shliach bezdin of giving Malkus, and by mistake he gives an extra whip, so he did a b'shoigeg, but since he's being oisik in a mitzvah, even though he killed him b'shoigeg, he's potter from Golis. Mishnah Gimel. Ho'av goylai dehaben. A father, if he kills his own son b'shoigeg, he has to go to Golis. V'haben goylai dehov. And the son goes to Golis if he kills his father b'shoigeg. The Gemara explained, even though we learned before that if a father kills his son, he's parted from Golis, that's only where he's doing it a mitzvah. Here we're talking about where the father is teaching him a trade, and we're talking about in the case that the son already has a trade. So he has already a panosa. Therefore, there's no mitzvah in teaching him the second trade. See, if a father kills his son, b'shoigeg, he would have to go to Golis. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'kil goylamayt aydei Yisrael. Whoever kills another Jew, b'shoigeg, has to go to Golis. The Gemara says it means to include even a Eved Kenani and even a Kusi. They're considered like Jews. The Yisrael Goylam Ayudayim, and if a regular Jew kills B'shoigeg, even a Kusi or an Eved Kenani, he also has to go to Golis. Chutz Mayudei Ger Toshev, excluding a Ger Toshev. If a Jew kills a Ger Toshev, even B'shoigeg, he's parted from Golis. A Ger Toshev is really a complete Goy. He was not Mizgayer. It's only that he accepted upon himself either the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. According to some shittes, he only accepted upon himself not to be Yoved Avodah Zarah. But that alone also is considered a Ger Toshev. That a Jew does not go to Golis if he kills a Ger Toshev. Now, the Ger Toshev ain't the Goyla Eli de Ger Toshev. It mentions this much as a Chiddush, that if one Ger Toshev kills another Ger Toshev, a Shoigeg, then he has to go to Golis. Because the Gemara asks, really, there's a steer in the Psukim, one Pasuk is Mashma, there is Golis for Ger Toshev, and one Pasuk is Mashma, there is not. And the answer is, if the Ger Toshev kills another Ger Toshev B'Shoigeg, then he goes to Golis. If the Ger Toshev kills a Jew, then he's Chayiv Misi, does not go to Golis. Now the Mishnah says, Hasuma ain't a Golo. A blind person that kills somebody B'Shoigeg, he's spotted from Golis. These are the words of Reb Yehuda. The Gemara says, the Dash is when the Pasuk Bli Rois, that right now he cannot see, but much from other places he does see. Rabbi Meir Oymen El Goyla, because he said it's a niyat acha niyat, two miyutim to tell us that even a sumah does go to Golis. Ha soyne ein a goyla. If you kill somebody that you say b'shoigig, but it comes out it was your enemy, we say for sure you had intentions to do it, and therefore you do not have to go to Golis. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yudu Oymer, ha soyne nerig, even more than that, that a soyne is killed. Like if we have Edom that a Sina killed, that you killed your enemy, even though there was no Hasra there, still you get Misa. Why? Mevnei Shu Kamuit, you consider like Kamuit. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda holds that Hasra is only Lahabchin Ben Shagig Lamezin, therefore a Chavir, or here a Sina, somebody that hates you, for sure he has intentions of killing you, and therefore he does not need Hasra. Even without Hasra, he would receive Misa. However, Rabbi Shimon says no, that we would not kill the Seinah because he needs Hasra. Now the question is, does he go to Golis or not? He says it depends. Yesh Seinah Golis, sometimes even though you kill your own enemy, you have to go to Golis. The Yesh Seinah Sheinah Golis, sometimes no, you're part of Golis. Zeh HaKlal, this is the general rule. Kol Shu Yochol Loi Me'ladas Harag, if we could say you had intentions to do it, and let's say that the string slips out of your hand. So there we could say that really you did it intentionally. You made it slip out of your hand. In such a case, ain't a girl, you would not go to Golis. But Vishalela Das Horeg, if we could say you did not have intention, let's say the string snapped, it ripped, and that you did not do intentionally, then Horeg the Gola, that's a proof that you did a B'Shegeg, therefore you would go to Golis. Even a Seinah would go to Golis. Mishnah Dalit. Lehechen Gerlin, a person that killed somebody B'Shegeg, that he has to go to Golis, where does he go? The Yorim Miklat, he goes to the special cities called the Yorim Miklat. Now, L'Shola Sheberet Yarden, on one side of the Yarden, there were three. Or L'Shola Sheberet Canaan, in Eretz Yisrael also, there Yeshua set aside three different cities to be the Yorim Miklat. Shinema, the Pasuk in Bamidbar says, Eis Shalosh He'orim, six cities. Titnu Me'ever L'Yarden, Eis Shalosh He'orim, three cities. Titnu Me'ever L'Yarden, V'Eis Shalosh He'orim, Titnu V'Eretz Canaan. There should be three in every yard and then three in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Achla Nifcharu Shalosh Eretz Yisrael, before Yeshua chose the three in Eretz Yisrael, Lahoyu Shalosh Eretz Yisrael in Koltos. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu set aside three in every yard and way before, they did not protect the Horag. Shinam, because the Pasuk says, Sheish Ore Mikla Tiyenu. That means, Achiyu Sheshton Koltos Kechel. You have to have all six cities working together. When all six are ready, then it's Kulit. Then if the Horeg goes into the Orem Miklat, that protects him. The girl Adam has no right to kill him. Now, Mechuvon Oislem, Drochem Izuazu, the special roads going, like from one Orem Miklat to another one. The kids will be special roads going to the Orem Miklat. Shnema, the Pasuk says, Tochin Lecho HaDerech V'Shilashtam. Prepare the roads well how to go into the Orem Miklat. Begayna. Now, Umayswim, when the Horeg went to the Orem Miklat, the Bezdin used to send along with him two Tamid Chachamim. Why? We have to be afraid. Maybe the Goel Adam will find him, the relative of the person that was killed, will find the murderer on the way going to the Orem Miklat, and will want to kill him there. So therefore, if Yedavrei Lov, we let the two Tamid Chachamim speak to him and tell them to stop, do not kill him. Rabbi Meir Oymer, Afu Medavrei Deyatzmai. The Meir holds that even he himself, the Horak, the murderer, could talk up for himself to the girl Adam. He does not have to come on to the two Tamid Chachamim. Shinemar, the Pasuk says, V'zed Vahor Ratzeach. Mashma, the Ratzeach himself, the murderer himself, he himself could talk, he himself will protect himself from the girl Adam, as if to say, I'm going to the Orem Miklat now, leave me alone. And I was only a Sheigeg, there's no reason for you to kill me. Now, Mishnah Vov, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehudu Aymer. Ba'atchila, at the beginning, when Bezdin hears that somebody killed somebody, Echad Shegeg Yechad Mezid Makdimim Liyor Miklat. right away, Bezdin right away tells the person to go to the Yoreh Miklat. Then later, Bezdin Sholchin, Bezdin sends for him, they bring him from there, from the Yoreh Miklat to Bezdin, till they get around to make the Psak Din. And Mishin is Chayiv Misa, Bezdin Haragu. If Bezdin, the Paskin now that the person is Chayiv Misa, did it be Mesid, with Edom Rasro, Bezdin gives him Misa's Bezdin. Vishloin is Chayiv Misa, the person is not Chayiv Misa, that was the Psak, Taru, they free him. But Mishin is Chayiv Golis, if the Psak was that yes, you killed Bishoigig, and you deserve to go to Golis, is Ma'azir and Isolam Kaimah, they send him back now to the same place that he was before. And what's the proof? Shinema, the Pasuk says, that the Eda, the Bezdin, sends him back now to the Ur Miklat where he was before. Mashm, even before there was a Psak, that is Chayat Golis. As soon as we found out that he killed somebody, right away the din is supposed to go to Ur Miklat, and later when they give the final Psak, he goes back to the Ur Miklat. Now the Mishnah says, Echod Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcho. We know the Lachah is a Kohen Godol, that the Horag, the Ratzeach, goes to the Yoreh Miklat, and he stays there until the Kohen Godol dies. Now, who was considered the Kohen Godol for this halacha? Echad Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, but the Kohen Godol became a Kohen Godol because they poured the Shem and HaMishcha over him, which was Noig in the Bayis HaRishon, up until Yeshayahu, and then the Echad HaMrubah V'Begodim, that was after Yeshayahu's time, or in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, when they did not have any more the Shem and HaMishcha. So Kohen Godol was Mischanich because he wore the extra four begodim, the eighth begodim of the Kohen Godol. The Yechad Shavah Memshichosai. Let's say the Kohen Godol had a psul, so they appointed a second Kohen Godol. Then when the first one's psul goes away, so the first one becomes the Kohen Godol again, and the second one is like over, goes, is not a Kohen Godol anymore. But still, he has a lach of the Kohen Godol that Ma'azir and Esra Ratzeach. When any one of these three people die, so then the Ratzeach goes back home. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af Meshuach Melchama Machzir Es Ratzeach." Even the special kohen that they just appoint to go out to the Melchama, like when they have a war, there's a special kohen for the Meshuach Melchama. So when that kohen dies, also he frees the Ratzeach to go back home. Lefikach, therefore, the Mishnah says, "Imoiseyen Shal Kahanim." The mothers of the Kahanim, Misaf Koslem Michyoch Sois. They used to give food and clothing to the Harag, to the Ratzeach, Kadeshla Yispalo of the name Shemosu, in order that the Ratzeach should not daven to Hashem that the Kohen Gadol should die already. Because like this, the Ratzeach has to stay on the Yoreh Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies. So he gets sick of it, he wants to go out, so daven to Hashem that Hashem should make it that the Kohen Gadol should die. Therefore, the mothers of the Kohen Gadol used to come to feed these people in order they should not daven to Hashem. Now, Mishenigma Dinoi, Meis Kohen Godol, Harei Zein Agoyla. Let's say after there was a Gemar Din, that the person is Chayav Golis, even before he gets to the Yoreh Miklat. If the Kohen Godol dies then, he's freed from Golis. But Imach Lenigma Dinoi Meis Kohen Godol, let's say the Kohen Godol died before there was a Psak Din, Omino Achatakhtav, and they appointed another Kohen Godol, Oliyach Mikan Nigma Dinoi, and then they made the Gemar Din, they came out that this Ruvain, the Ratzeach, is Chayav Golis, is Chayzeb Misasa Shosheni. He has to stay in Golis until the second one dies. Because by his Gemar Din, he was the Kohen Gadol.
Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. Nigmar Dinoi Bloi Kohen Gadol. Let's say when Bezdin Paskin gave the Gemar Din that Reuven killed B'Shoigeg, there was no Kohen Gadol. He wasn't alive then. Or else, Hahorah Kohen Gadol. Let's say somebody that killed the Kohen Gadol B'Shoigeg. Or else, for Kohen Gadol Shahorah, a Kohen Gadol himself that killed somebody else B'Shoigeg. So in all these three cases, Eina Yaitse Misham Li'elam, the Ratzeach does not leave the Yoreh Miklat forever. In other words, since there was no Kohen Gadol when he had his Gemar Din, therefore there's nobody to free him, he stays there Li'elam. Now, the Eina Yaitse, when a person goes to Golis, he does not go out from there, he has no permission to leave, Lo'el Yedis Mitzvah, not to say Edis of a Mitzvah, let's say for Kiddush HaChodesh, for Lo'el Yedis Mammon, not help somebody out of Mammonis and money, not to have somebody killed, you can't be an aid, you can't come out to leave to be an aidus. Even if Klai Yisrael needs the Ratzeach, even if the general needs him, like Yoyev ben Tzruya, and Yoytzim Misham Li'elam, he's not allowed to leave the Yoreh Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies. Shneman Apostle says, Asher Nos Hashem, he runs there.
So Idashin Shom means Shoma Shomte, the Ross, that's where he lives. Shomte Misos, that's where he's supposed to die. And also Shomte for Ross, he's even buried over there. Now Kishem Shir Kolet is just like the city itself. Protects Tivrotseach, Kach Tchuma Kolet. The same thing, the first 2,000 Amas outside the city, the Tchuma of the city also protects him. Rotseach Shiyotza Chutz Letchum. Let's say Rotseach, without permission, goes out of the Orem Miklat, goes out of the Tchum, Ul Mitzol Goel Adam, and the Goel Adam, the relative of the one that he killed, finds him. So Rabbi Yisrael Lili Yomer, Mitzvah B'yad Goel Adam. It's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill the Rotseach. Or Rishus B'yad Kol Adam. Whoever else wants to do it has Rishus to do it. However, Rabbi Kiva Yomer, no. Rishus B'yad Goel Adam. If he kills the Rotseach, it's only Rishus. He's allowed to. But there's no mitzvah involved. For Kol Adam Ein Chayev Malov. But anybody else that does it is not chayiv if he kills the rotzeach. But for somebody else, it's not called rishus, it's less than rishus. In other words, it's also for them to kill the rotzeach, but if they kill him, they're potter from misa. That's our girsa here. Now, Elon, if there was a tree, shu'oy med p'techa tchum, the ikar of the tree was inside the tchum of the city of Miklat. The noifa, the branches, noifa chus tchum, goes outside the tchum of the city. Or else the opposite, the ikar of the tree was outside the tchum of the city of the Orem Miklat. But the branches branch off into the tchum. Everything goes after where the branches are. If whether it's considered inside the Orem Miklat or outside the Orem Miklat, it depends where the branches are. And wherever the knife is, if it's inside the tchum, then even the ikar of the tree also has lach like its kulit that's inside the city. Now, Horeg B'yaisir, let's say when a person went to Golis, he kills there also. Goyle Meshchunu L'shuna. When he has to go to Golis now, we do not let him leave the city, but just from one living, from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. Or Ben Levi, if a Ben Levi kills somebody, B'shoigeg, Goyle Mielir, even though he's living in Oren Levium, or the Oren Miklat, still he has to go to another city, go from one city to another city. Because Sestama Ben Levi is allowed to leave his city. It's only the Rotser that kills somebody, B'shoigeg, he is not permissible to leave the city of the Orem Miklat. Ki Yitzabai, the same way, Ratzach Shagol, the Orem Miklat, if he went to the Orem Miklat, for Otso Anshir, Lechabdu, the people that want to respect him, Yoimel, he's supposed to tell them, Ratzach Ani, don't respect me. Omer Lechabdu, the Kenneth, say, even so, you cover him and then he's allowed to. Shinon, the Potter says, Zedavar Ratzach. As long as you tell them, it's enough. Now, Malam Hoyes Chal Levim used to give their pay to the Levim, Divar Rev Yudah, for living in their cities. And Meir Yoimel, Hoyes Malam Hem Schar, Vachayzel, Ashwara, Shoyabo. When he leaves the Orem Miklat, he goes back to the position he had before. Give Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudu Raimel, Ohoye, Chayz, Lashrol, Shoye, but he did not go back to the position that he had before. Before he went to the Orem Miklat. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on next tape.